Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Idias. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Af hu Amar, referring to Rabban Gamliel. He also said, Shloshe Dvarim Lahakal, three halachais in Hilchis Yomtif, that are leniencies. Halacha number one. Mechabdin Bein Hamitais. It's mutter to sweep the floor that are in between the mitas. Now, mitas, we know, means beds. But the Mishnah is actually referring to places that they ate on. The couches in which people would literally do haseba, not just the night of Pesach, but all year while eating. Now, what am I sweeping for? I'm sweeping out the crumbs that are found during food time. So what's the problem? The problem is that the ground is made out of earth. And what happens if, as I'm sweeping, I'm going to fill up little holes in the earth to even out the floor? That would be Asr min Atayr. That would be the Malacha of Baina. But Rav Gamliel is lenient. He says, look, the little bit of space that are in between these couches, I don't have to worry that there's just going to be a hole over there that's going to get filled up. And also, as others explain, we're constantly sweeping there every single day. So the chances are any holes are already full. Second halacha is, Umanichen es ha-mugmer biyamtif. What's a mugmer? They used to take psamim and put it on coals, and then a reyach toiv, this pleasant aroma, would fill the room. Now here, there could be two malachis. Not there could be, but there are. One is, when you put the psamim on the coals, some of the coals extinguish a little bit. That would be the malach of Mechaber. Also, the psamim is burning from the coals that are still burning, and that would be the malach of Mavir, a fire. So why is it mutter? And the answer is, Rav Gamliel holds, this falls under the category of what's called Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, which is mutter on Yamtif. Third halacha of Hilchas Yamtif. The Rav Gamliel was Mekalon, and you may remember this from Masechtas Pesachim. Rav Gamliel held that Va'oisim Gedi Mekulis B'leile Pesachim. V'oisim, you can prepare. Gedi Mekulis. B'leile Pesachim. It's mutter to roast the whole goat, to eat it, the night of Pesach, just like they roasted it in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where they would hang the insides on its side as they were roasting it. What does the word Mekulis mean? Some say it's a lashon of honor. Kilos was a kavodic way of doing things. The Bat Tanura says it's a lashon of armed, kigibar mezuyan, like a helmet. Either way, Rav Gamliel is not concerned that someone's going to confuse this with the actual Karban Pesach. The Chachamim Aisrim, the Chachamim Aser, all these three things that Rav Gamliel was makel about in Hilchas Yom Tov. In other words, the Chachamim say, and this is our Chazara also, you can't sweep between the beds. Rav Gamliel is not worried about filling up holes. We are worried about filling up holes. And also, as some explain, if I start sweeping between the beds, I'll sweep the rest of the house. Rav Gamliel says it's okay to put the psamim on the coals. That's called Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, like cooking or baking. The Chachamim say no. Because not everyone did this. Psamim on coals, that was only for, like, Besser mentioned fine people that needed everything perfect. It's not the stam thing that a person does. And the Torah was matir melechas eichel nefesh only for things that most people do. As far as the Gedi Mekulis is concerned, the Chachamim say no. It's going to look like he's eating a Karban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim.